Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Yay!
It's been a
long time.
It's been a minute, you guys. We took a little break last week. Thanks for holding out. But we're here. We're back. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
One time.
Let's get it, y'all.
All right. So who was the fake last time?
And you're the fake. It was fake.
Okay, Marley was the fake.
Very fake.
I love it.
Well, yeah. I'm excited for this week.
Let's get after it.
Let's do it.
That's right, feminine rage. My very favorite topic that I don't know anything about.
Exactly.
So
you have an angel in life.
I experienced feminine rage tonight. I got chased around a pickleball court.
Yeah, because me and Isaiah, let's go. We kicked Marley and Isaiah's butt. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Marley and Joe's butt. Sorry, they were on a team. Me and Isaiah were on a team. And we destroyed them.
We should legitimately rematch that and put it on YouTube.
100%. Oh, 100%. We'll do it on Instagram Live, too. Yeah.
Marley.
Okay. Internet friends, be ready.
You're going to need to get some practice in.
Big the wall.
Hey, but Whit even said there's potential there for you.
Oh, yeah. I said you were good. I haven't played in a couple years. And you haven't played in a while, too, right?
No.
That was my first time ever playing.
Shut up.
That's listen, I am not afraid to be on Marley's team and whoop you guys.
You will not whoop us.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, last 4 points, I dominated.
I wasn't even trying most of the time.
Yeah, Whitney didn't. I really didn't try. Love that you act like
I'm
you
sweating.
Really.
I was literally sweating. My face is still red and it was an hour ago. We stopped.
I had to take my inhaler.
Literally.
Literally was wheezing.
Did you actually?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
And I was preparing for like
we were
the dog. Allergens here as well. I would have not been able to get through this.
Yeah, you would not have survived.
No. Okay. Allergy pill too.
Okay. Well, anyway, feminine rage. This is where we're at.
Let's freaking get it. One of the two females gets to start us off.
Oh, I got a haircut, by the way. If you didn't notice.
Show them. Turn around.
Oh, look at that. There was so much hair.
He got a mullet. He's filling
cut a lot of hair off.
You got a dirty mullet, a clean mullet.
You're about 3 years late to the trend. I think it's about 3 years ago.
Well, he was gone for two.
Did I rock the mullet?
Yeah, he was on a mission. Give him a break. Yeah.
About 3 years ago?
Your mom was 3 years ago.
Actually, yeah, it was about 3 years ago now.
Yeah, he's been home for almost a year.
Yeah, Joe.
3 years ago, right now, where were you?
He had a missionary haircut because he was preparing.
I'm owning all of you. He was not on his mission yet 3 years ago.
But
I had a mullet.
Cholo. We're back in time in Cholo.
Oh, that's true.
We're behind the trends there. We're behind trends. Out in the mountains. Anyways. Okay, I have a really good story.
I'm excited.
So this is from Am I the Asshole? And it is, am I the asshole for thinking my wife overreacted when an elderly lady touched our kid? Hey, Reddit. I need a tiebreaker vote here. Our family and friends are divided. My wife and I went shopping. I went to a different aisle to get some jerky. I heard my wife scream, help. So I ran over and she was freaking out because an elderly woman hugged our son. You can tell the woman. You can tell the.
You know the guy.
Help! This is a woman.
Help!
It literally gets.
Hug!
It gets better. Okay, you can tell the woman was harmless. The woman's son came along and profusely stated that she had dementia and she meant no harm, that she tends to view every child as her child. I said it was okay, and I myself apologized for my wife's overreaction. During this time, I was not paying attention, and my wife called 911 and called over security. It became a huge mess for all parties because my wife was not letting the issue go. You can also tell my son was extremely embarrassed, as I was. I was trying to relax my wife, but she was going on a complete meltdown rage, saying that his mother should be in a home if she cannot keep her hands to herself. What if she got our kid sick, tried to kidnap him, got combative, and hurt him? All of which I agree are possible outcomes, but I told her none of that happened, so let's just leave it. Security states since My wife called the police. We had to wait for them to show up so we can file a report as per their store policy. About 25 minutes later, police showed up and asked what happened, and my wife explained everything. You can tell the police were like, WTF is wrong with this woman. I felt nothing but disappointment. Police took the statement and started laughing as they left, gave the son of the elderly woman a fist bump and said, sorry. My wife was upset I did not have her side. She was upset how I took the side of the son instead of her. I explained to his mom was clearly sick. It was a harmless gesture, and explained she was one that acted unreasonably. I did acknowledge her concerns, but nothing bad happened, and we could have just let it slide and went on with our day. She told me I failed as a husband, so we ran the story by our family and friends, and it was a 50-50 split. So my brother-in-law says this would be a funny story for Am I the Asshole? He frequents the sub, so Reddit, was I the asshole?
Wow.
I would be the tiebreaker. I wish I was his family. Because I would say he's absolutely not the asshole.
I agree.
No shot.
How old was the kid?
So he did an edit and he said, sorry, I forgot to add, our kid is 19 months old.
Okay.
Ooh.
And is this, and I'm sorry, I must have missed this detail. Is this their grandma or is this a random lady in the grocery store? No, it's just a random
lady that has dementia.
Okay.
You think they're getting out calling 911 over the grandma?
That was where I was like, okay, this lost me here. Okay.
That's where you weren't listening.
A random, whoa. You're correct. Okay. So it was an elderly lady
in the store.
Has dementia.
Well, you don't know that.
You don't know that yet. But then the caretaker comes over and is like, sorry, she has dementia. Oh, the son.
Like,
that's where I got it.
Like, immediately was like, I'm so sorry, like, explain the situation.
Yes.
So.
Okay. But let's think about this, though. There's some crazy freaking people out there. What if they literally be like, look, I'll pay you $5,000 to sketch grandma lady that's been doing drugs her whole life.
Right.
You don't even know. And, like, let's say Isaiah, you're a dude. Nope, we're not going to put you in this situation. Let's say this guy is there to grab kids and kidnap them.
Yeah.
That's the perfect thing. Hire a grandma. Oh, sorry. Like, if they get caught or whatever, she has dementia. It's like, oh, okay. Then, yeah. So this lady obviously thought it was like a stunt. Like, no. This is not right. I'm feeling off between these two. I'm reaching. I know.
No, I was just raising my hand. No, I was waiting my turn.
Reaching for the stars. He's with you.
May I answer?
Preach.
She's getting warmer.
I would like to speak.
I don't know why.
You may speak, Joe. You may
speak. You're a freak. Makes your fingers
may
so
I?
Much shorter.
So much shorter?
You can't be on the same team anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna lose my alliance real quick. Okay.
Come on.
In response to what you just said.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If I could see a mom being overly protective of her kid, I could see that situation playing out where she's like, this is a setup. No, like, don't touch my kid.
Yeah.
But where she pushes it over the edge and where husband is not the asshole is with, like, going through with the police report and, like, still being all riled up about it.
Yes.
And, like, it's like, look, they left. They're on their way now. They're gone.
Yep.
Like, our kid's here. Our kid's safe. No reason to rally the troops. No reason to be like,
yeah.
Why didn't you protect our son? Why aren't you on my side?
Yeah.
When, like, it was just a lady that was just giving boy a little hug.
That's hard, though. Can we confirm that? Because as a mom, if I had some random lady come and just start hugging my kid, I would not be comfortable with that. I would not like that.
I'm sorry. That it's fine to not be comfortable with that. It's the going to the umpth degree. If somebody came up and said, oh, I'm so sorry. That was my mom. She has dementia and she's on the struggle bus. You're like, this bitch is going to jail.
I don't know. I just, okay. I think here's my only thought is what if they looked super sketch? Like, what if they looked really dirty? What if the dude, like the son of the grandma, just looked really sketch?
Yeah.
Like, she obviously had like a bad feeling. Are you scared of my dogs behind me?
No, I didn't know your dogs were in here.
You're such a scaredy cat.
Okay, but obviously not because the cops fist bumped them.
Like, this is
Later, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
That's true.
See you later, homie. I'll see you on the undercover circuit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You're right, guys. I'm just trying to feel feelers out, trying to see her perspective as a mom. But
I
don't think I would be getting the cops involved unless I really felt like really icky about the situation. Like, I feel like there's something wrong here. You guys should just look into it.
And here's the thing. If we were in that situation and some old lady like hugged our kid and you like called for me, I'd bust it over there. And I would I wouldn't want an old lady just hugging my kid. But if I found out that she had dementia and that she's like lost and she thought it was her kid, I'd be like, okay, like there's no harm here. It's okay that you hugged our kid and now that you're like moving along, it's everything's fine.
But what if she's not letting go?
No, she would have I don't know. If she's just like gripping your kid, then I could see that being a little bit different. If she's like trying to take the kid out of the shopping cart, that's that mama bear though. She just
I know. Like, that's definitely the mama bear. And I do see her perspective just a tiny bit when it comes to like being kind of mad at the husband, being like, why didn't you have my back? Like, why didn't you want to protect our kid just as much as I did? Even though the husband was definitely thinking more logically in the situation.
Yeah, it's not like the husband showed up and was like, oh, you want to take our kid? Go ahead.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready for mine? Mine's pretty good. Yeah. Am I the asshole for asking my wife to not clean so angrily? This is a reoccurring issue that happens regularly and often leads to fights. Last night it happened again. My wife is a bit of a neat freak. Her cleaning standards are definitely higher than mine. I've tried to adapt and clean more often. It's not a problem for me. I don't mind cleaning most of the time. The issue is that it's hard to predict when messes will set her off and send her into a spiral of angry cleaning. Here's what specifically happened yesterday. We both get back from a trip to Costco and we're both exhausted. I unload the car and put the perishables away, but I leave everything else out to take care of later. Then I go to decompress and play video games before bed. The thing that set my wife off was a moldy piece of fruit on the counter. Understandable, it's gross. It should just be thrown away, right? It's not so simple. My wife gardens and she hates just throwing things away. She has several different composite bins and she likes to save fruit seeds to grow them. She's gotten upset with me before for throwing away old fruit that she was saving for something. So I hadn't thrown away this piece of fruit that she put there, because I wanted to check with her to see what she wanted to do with it. So she goes into the kitchen for something, sees the moldy fruit in the boxes, and decides the kitchen is a mess. She starts to angry clean. I can hear her in the living room huffing and puffing and slamming things. I feel like an asshole because now I'm playing video games while my exhausted wife cleans the whole kitchen, but I really wanted to just relax, go to bed, and take care of everything the next day. Anyway, I suck it up and go to the kitchen to try to convince my wife to just go to bed and let me clean everything. I tell her basically that it's really stressful when she angry cleans and I feel she needs a better way to manage her anger. She gets more upset and we have our standard fight. Am I being the asshole here? I feel like it's reasonable to point out how the way my wife copes with stress and anger don't actually ever seem to make her less stressed or angry. And since she radiates anger when she's upset, it's really stressful to be around her.
I feel like a lot of couples can relate to that.
Yeah.
In a sense, that was very extreme. But I definitely have had moments where I just begun cleaning in rage. And it gets worse and worse because I'm more pissed that you're not helping me.
Oh, the plates.
And he's over here just... Bob, did you hear that? You can get...
Bob.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like the husband's like, he's pretty awesome. Like, he's very in tune with it. He got up. He stopped playing. He was like, hey, look, like...
Well, and he's tried to be better, too, like, about cleaning.
Like, he's just such a better guy than you guys.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the thing. Is that she wants to leave the bad fruit and vegetables. Like, she wants them.
Yeah, I know,
them.
That was like, totally valid.
And so he...
I'm not going to throw this away again.
So he leaves it there on the corner of the counter, and everything else is kind of okay.
Yeah.
And but there's still some freaks stuff out. He's not an asshole. She is.
She's the asshole?
Yeah, he comes home, sees that he's trying. Here's my fruit that I wanted. I hate cleaning. I'm just going to vacuum louder so that he can hear. I'm going to shatter this plate so he knows I'm doing dishes. She sucks.
What else can I bang? Pans.
Sometimes when I'm putting dishes away aggressively on purpose, it makes noises.
Oh, I'm
of
sure.
course it does. Yes. That's exactly what he, that's exactly what original post was about. Her clanking shit around, just like making it clear that she's pissed off at him for playing video games
and not cleaning.
Yeah, not having done all of it himself.
Right, but there's been times, you know, like when you're like, oh, like we can just do that tomorrow. Like, oh, I want you to take out the trash, and you're just like, oh, we can just do that tomorrow. I'm like, or you can just do it right now.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Midnight, and I don't want to go outside.
No, but there's times when it's that's not the case.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I get where she's coming from, where it's like, okay, we just went grocery shopping. We can put all the groceries away. We're obviously tired, but I don't want to wake up to the kitchen already having stuff in it.
Yes. I totally get that.
He is, wait.
Joseph?
He is valid for the fruit thing because he obviously got yelled at for doing it before. And so he's not going to like go out of his way to throw it away again and also start that fight too.
I was going to say, I kind of think he is the asshole.
Oh, wow.
Because I think that if he's in a rush to sit down and play video games, like, I would certainly rather put all the things away so that if you do decide to come downstairs and be upset about something, it's not that I didn't put the stuff away. Right. You could just generally be mad that I'm playing video games. But if it's, if I've already done my chore, then you've got nothing to be mad. Yeah. Right. So I'm like, I don't really see just doing the perishables and then being like, okay. Like, I'm so exhausted that the pretzels and the peanuts have to sit up there.
Right.
And I need to sit down and play right now.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. And he obviously knows his wife, knows that that's not going to make her happy.
And I'm like, what was she doing? That was the other thing. Because in my mind, what I pictured was her putting the kid down, you know? Like, that's, I don't know what she was doing. Yeah, but if she was doing something else that was like work, then make it fair, brother.
100%. I agree.
Neither one of you are the assholes, but you both suck at communicating. Dude, if you would just have said to your wife, hey, I'm going to put that shit away tomorrow and go unwind before bed, that cool with you? Oh, and about that piece of...
He's not married. He's not married.
Oh, and about that piece of fruit there. So that was what... That's his solution.
Hey, bro, I'm just, like, gonna just put, like, the cheese away and then...
I just want to unwind and play video games, and I'll do that shit tomorrow.
Don't worry about
after
it.
After I play morning video games.
Is that chill with you, bro?
Are you cool with that? I with you?
You cool with that, babe?
The truth is, honestly, they both are kind of assholes, like...
Yeah.
They're human. Let's just go with that, honestly, though.
We've literally all been there.
We've all done that.
Some worse than others.
I hate the angry clean. Like... Don't, like, just come say, like, hey, I want you to clean. Don't just, like
that's gonna go well.
Bong, hey. Bing, bong, bong. Like, okay, obviously, okay, thanks for asking me to come clean.
Yeah. I will bet you, because I get down on the angry clean every now and then.
Yeah, you do.
Like, dishes. I definitely have, because I will do the dishes 5, 6, 7 times in a row. And then, yeah, you're going to hear me banging pots and pans a little bit. Like, yep, I'm doing this again.
I did.
Again, because there's certain jobs that are just mine, you know, like taking the garbage to the garbage can.
Yeah, you almost that's always do it.
So, you know.
Really bad at it.
95% of the time you do it.
This one comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for refusing to ride in a car with my girlfriend? Am I the asshole for refusing to ride in a car with my girlfriend anymore due to her insane road rage?
Oh, wow.
That's so funny.
This is good. Awesome. This is good. Shout out to the road rage females, because there's a lot of them, and they're psycho.
Really? I don't think I've ever encountered one.
Oh, my. Are you for real? I'll tell a story after I read this of a lady throwing an entire iced coffee at my car.
What'd you do?
Was it I drove married? Away, dude. She wanted all the smoke, and I dipped. It was by the Chandler Mall.
Was it in my car?
It was the Jetta. It just clipped the side of, like, she tossed it and she airmailed it and it just hit the side of the car and barely any coffee got on it. It all spilled. Am I the asshole for refusing to ride in a car with my girlfriend anymore due to her insane road rage? I, 25M, am currently having issues with my license and am not legal to drive on the road right now. My girlfriend, 24F, has basically been a chauffeur, taking me where I need to go, picking me up from work, giving me rides to places, etc. I always reimburse her in gas as I used to take Ubers everywhere, and her help has saved me lots of money in that regard. Problem is, my girlfriend has really bad road rage. Like, awful road rage to the point where I'm scared to be in the same car as her most of the time. She tailgates, flips other drivers off, passes people on the roads clearly not meant for passing, screams and curses at the top of her lungs, gets so frustrated that she hits the steering wheel, etc. Not to mention she feels like the speed limit in our area is a joke and speeds like a madman. We have never been in an accident, but we have had near misses that are way too close for comfort. This is nearly every time she drives. After one of these incidents, I told her I would not be riding with her anymore. She scoffed at this and told me to grow up, but I let her know I was dead serious. I had the following day off, and we had a date planned with a group of friends, to which I let her know I would be finding other arrangements to meet her there instead of riding together. I guess she thought I was joking because she showed up outside my house to pick me up, and I refused to get into the car with her. I showed her that I had an Uber on the way and that I would be glad to meet her there. We argued back and forth, and she told me to get in the GD car, but I stood my ground and waited for the Uber instead. She sped off angrily. She barely spoke to me on the date and all around had a bad attitude the entire night. After the date was over and we were headed outside to leave, I told her my Uber was on the way and she exploded on me, saying how embarrassing it was that she had to show up by herself and wait for me instead of arriving together, making it seem like we were having issues. And now everyone will see we are leaving separately as well. I just told her until she fixes her abnormal road rage, this is how it had to be, and she again got into the car and sped off angrily. She's been giving me the silent treatment since. My intention wasn't to embarrass her, but I'm genuinely scared for my safety and hers every time she drives. Am I the asshole?
I think he is a little bit. I think he went about that very wrong. What would you have wanted him to do instead?
Well, I get that, like, he's, like, worried about his safety, blah, 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 blah.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like that's just kind of rude. I feel like you could have just, like, talked about it a little bit more.
You're just saying he was definitely stubborn about it.
Yeah, like, not even stubborn. I think just genuinely not, like, rude about it. Because he's, like, getting the Uber, refusing to, like, go with her, especially to, like, a date that they need to go to, like, together. And it's like, why can't he just drive her car? Or, like, there's, like...
His license is a provo.
Oh, right. It's not a car issue, it's a license issue. True.
And she said for him to grow up when he told her.
Oh my gosh, boy, get that Uber. 100%. This chick is psycho. She obviously has major anger issues. I'm sorry. She's got a lot of rage filled in her, a lot of feminine rage, and I would be afraid. I guess I got to give her some credit, though, because she could be, like, a really good, patient, kind person, because Joe is a very good, kind, patient person. Joe, my husband over here. Yeah. And he has the worst road rage I've ever seen in my life. I've never been around someone that has such bad road rage. I mean, he literally wants to kill every single human. Like, it's... Okay, that's extreme, but... Yeah, that was scary. I will say the past, like, 3 years, it's gotten so much better and he's improving like crazy. So that's been awesome. But if that road rage, like, you don't do it too much. You didn't do it too much when I was in the car with you, but I did see it sometimes and it really genuinely scared me. I did not like it at all. So I can totally see why this dude, I'm sure he's told her, like, you need to stop. Like, I don't feel safe. I don't like this. And she won't. So to me, it's like, yeah, prove your point, bro. Keep getting that Uber. Like, she needs to learn that, like, what she's doing, that behavior is not acceptable. Not only is she putting, like, their lives in danger, but so many other people's lives in danger.
Valid.
What do you think?
I mean, I think there's somewhere there's a middle ground here. He definitely was being stubborn with her, like, and I could understand her being even more upset that it was embarrassing. Like, that whole song and dance of when you're doing something social. Like, you don't really want to draw attention to your relationship in a negative light. Like, that's valid. That's a real thing. Well, I guess, like, my takeaway from this story is that it's weird. Road rage is a weird thing, and it's difficult to work on. It shouldn't be, but it's like, I don't know how it just flares up like a freaking volcano sometimes, but it does. And what I think is interesting about this feminine rage story is there really are women out there that will be, like, super, what's the word? Intentional. Like, do things intentionally to get a reaction and then, like, kind of play the oblivious thing. And then as soon as the incident begins, like, they be speeding and, you know, slamming on their brakes, doing all this stuff. Yeah, so it's just, it's an issue that is so stupid and super dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't blame him at all for being upset with her about it and kind of taking matters into his own hands. I just think that there probably was a better way than like embarrassing her.
I don't necessarily feel like it is embarrassing because it would take one conversation. Like, yeah, my girl's got major road rage, so I don't want to drive with her, but I'm here because I love her. It's not embarrassing because he's there. Like, he's still wanting to hang with her, but yeah, they didn't drive together, but they're still like together at the event to like be exposed of my road rage.
Like, my husband doesn't feel comfortable riding in the car with me because I rage at drivers all the time. I can't control myself. Mm-hmm. That's her situation.
So now he's getting an Uber. Like, he's going to wait here a little longer than everybody else because he doesn't want to drive with me.
It screams like we've had this conversation, but nothing has changed. Yeah. And that's why he's getting the Uber.
Am I the asshole for trying to win back my ex in a way that may have gone too far? So I, 28F, recently got dumped by Luke, 31M, my boyfriend of a year and a half. It hit me like a truck. He was the one I really thought I'd be with forever, and I did everything to keep us together. Yes, I can be a little jealous. I've always been open about that. But I loved him more than anyone before, and I thought we were solid. Then he blindsides me last week, saying he's done and that I'm too controlling, and he feels suffocated. He packed his things and just left. I tried calling and messaging him over and over, but he wouldn't answer. I felt like I was losing my mind, like he was just shutting me out and moving on without a second thought. That night, I started thinking, maybe he just needed to be reminded of what we had. Maybe I could show him that he didn't really want to end things. So I got into my car and drove to his place. The entire drive, I was planning how to get him back. I decided I'd sneak in through the back door. I still had a key he didn't know I kept. My plan was to slip inside while he was asleep, surprise him by laying next to him wearing the lingerie set he always loved. I was sure that once he saw me, felt me there, he'd realize he made a mistake. When I got there, the lights were off and I felt a rush of confidence. I tiptoed to the back door, let myself in, and crept down the hall to his bedroom. But just as I reached the door, I heard voices. Two voices. I froze. He was talking to someone. Another woman. My heart started pounding and I felt this fire of anger, heartbreak, and betrayal all at once. I don't even remember what happened next. All I know is that I threw open the door and both of them shot up, staring at me in shock. I couldn't even think. I lunged at her, grabbing her hair and swinging as hard as I could at her. Thinking back on it, it felt so good to let out my rage. Luke jumped up and pulled me off of her, throwing me to the ground. The screaming stopped and then all I could hear was heavy breathing. They both stared at me, terrified as I laid there, and I couldn't help but begin laughing uncontrollably. He threatened to call the cops, so I got up and left. He followed after me, and I really felt like he was coming to beg for me back. But instead, he screamed, "Don't ever come back here again. The cops are on their way." That rage filled inside me again, and I snatched his phone out of his hand and shattered it in the driveway. He took a step back, staring at me, and I could see he was trying to figure out if I was actually going to stop. I took a deep breath, feeling the adrenaline flooding through me, and looked him straight in the eyes. "You think this is over?" I whispered. Am I the asshole for trying to win back my ex in a way that may have gone too far?
May have.
Yes. You're psycho. She's an asshole.
Yeah. She's more than that.
She's a psych. She needs to go to psych ward.
Yeah. I just want to know if she did this all in lingerie or if she had something else on and then was going to like take that off, then be in lingerie. Because like,
I'm kind of envisioning like a robe over.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like a silky robe.
She's just driving in lingerie.
No, but like after that little tussle, I'm sure like
things got crazy. And Luke didn't miss it.
No. Probably turned him on just a little bit. Wait, okay, so we need to replay that again. So,
yeah.
Opens the door, grabs the girl by the hair.
So, she opens the door and they both sit up because obviously they're in bed. So, they sit up and they're like frozen in shock.
Okay.
She just lunges for the girl. Gets like basically on top of her and just starts swinging, pulling her hair.
Okay. Luke
immediately like grabs her and just chucks her off the bed.
Okay.
And then at that point, it's like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, okay, what the frick do we do now?
Yes.
So Luke's like kind of standing next to her. That's what I'm envisioning.
She's right. She's laughing.
And she all of a sudden, it goes from like screaming, yelling to like heavy breathing and like silence. And then she said like all she could do is just like start laughing because of the situation.
That's crazy.
And then he goes, "I'm going to call the freaking cops. Get the frick out." And so then she, at least she listened to that. Right. And she leaves.
Well,
kind of. And then she smashes his phone.
I know.
What? So Luke's obviously going to call her, right?
Duh. That was so hot.
Luke's like, no one's like, ever fought for me this hard.
Right? Dang, she wants it.
She wants it.
She couldn't sleep without it.
A year and a half, though, they've been dating. That's a long time.
I thought for sure it was going to say this is just the beginning. Well, you think this is over? No, this is just the beginning, bitch.
No.
I think, like, she's saying that because he's just like, dude, are you going to, like, freaking stop? Like, you just, like, she's harassing him at this point, and she's like, oh, you think, like, this is just the beginning? That's probably what she should have said. That's a better line, but she's human, like.
Like, can we get a welfare check on my guy?
Luke, what about the girl?
And the girl.
Like, she just got assaulted.
She's got grounded and pounded.
She's on a first date. She's going to Pound Town, and... And then
And then gets pounded by the girl.
Oh, like, imagine, first date, having an intimate moment, all of a sudden you're like, oh, shit, his ex is here.
With the lingerie!
The girl's just like, is she going to join us, or why is she here? And then all of a sudden, pulled out of the bed by her head.
And then Lukey Pookie.
Luke's like, don't worry, I got this. Girl. I've whooped this bitch before.
I've whooped this bitch before.
Just imagine being in bed and just see, like.
First day, girl's just like laying there and like heavy breathing, and this freaking psycho just attacked her. She's like,
I could just see her, like, she's sitting down, and all of a sudden she's just, like, hearing the heavy breathing, and she's just like, like that.
Oh, my gosh.
No, not like that. Oh, gosh,
you are Lynn.
It wasn't like that.
Girl, what was it like?
Oh, please post that online.
Okay.
That was an R.
No, it's crazy. So here's some comments. Here's one.
Oof. I think everyone has felt that surge of anger and betrayal in a breakup, especially if you feel blindsided. But the way you handled it, that's not healthy. You went there to remind him of what he was missing. But honestly, this probably only confirmed he made the right decision. If you're laughing uncontrollably while lying on his floor, maybe it's time to ask yourself what's really going on. Therapy could definitely help with some of these feelings, girl.
Yeah. Well, what do you think he was thinking? Like, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, I know. It probably scared the crap out of him because he broke up with her for being controlling and obsessive. And then here she is.
In his house, like in the middle of the...
She kept his key.
Yeah.
She just wants the D, bro.
I guess so.
She wants Luke.
That's what I said. Luke. She's got the confidence to show up at her ex's house who dumped her. Perfect. And she's just wearing lingerie. She hears them fooling around. Like, how does she not just be like, they definitely want me to join?
She just knocks.
I'm about to get in here.
Hey, guys. Sup?
Three, please.
You rang? No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Oh, gosh.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man.
She's that girl should be single for a while. Maybe forever.
I'm scared of those ones. Look out for those ones, y'all.
That happens at the wrong household.
I don't need to worry about that.
She could be catching 5 shots from a 12-gauge. You know, you break into the wrong house, you never know what happens. Feminine rage rules us all. Just runs our lives.
It's the best.
It does.
It is the best.
Imagine living with this rage inside of you, and you have to control it every freaking day.
I control it.
You don't control anything. You don't even control you not pooping in your pants.
I do control that. Because I poop in the toilet.
Good job.
But it sticks to the toilet.
Well, feminine rage. That was fun. Thank you all for listening.
So fun.
Let us know who you think's the fake.
Feminine rage.
As always.
Right now.
Stop interrupting the outro, bro. Give us a rate on your favorite podcasting app. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on socials. Appreciate you guys. We took a week off, but we back.
We back, baby. Merry freaking Christmas.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet, but love you all. See you next week. Have a good life. Bye.
And our friends is on 3, 1, 2, 3.